John Marlin is the head of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources Waste Management and Research Center. Marlin says enough silt has accumulated in the Peoria Lakes of the Illinois River over the last century to cover 50,000 acres to the depth of more than 2 feet. And Marlin says there are about 20 years left to deal with some of the problems.
I tend to view what's happening to our rivers and lakes as a cancer. The sediment is like a tumor accumulating and growing from the bottom of a lake or a reservoir.
Once lost, many backwaters and small lakes are gone forever. Silt kills the water vegetation. When that goes, so do the waterfowl and eventually the fish. Marlin says stream-fed reservoirs are silting in at an average rate of 1% of their volume per year. Small lakes and rivers throughout the Great Lakes region are slowly choking. And Mike Platt, the executive director of the Heartland Water Resources Council, says dredging often doesn't meet the needs of a river or other body of water.
We're talking about the need to move literally, to save the Illinois River now, hundreds of millions of yards of material. And are we prepared to pay, you know, $3, $4, $5 a yard? Are we willing to spend that much money on a river like this? Knowing that the same problem exists on the Ohio, the Missouri, the Mississippi, a lot of our big reservoirs around the nation.
Conventional hydraulic cutter heads on dredges are also environmentally unfriendly. John Kupar is with the construction group at Weston Engineering, a firm based in the Chicago suburbs.
You have a potential of resuspending contaminants in the water body that you're trying to remove the sediments from. Typically, you will remove about 4 volumes of water with every 1 volume of sediment that you remove. Obviously, you have to treat this water to meet discharge standards before you put it back into a water body.
Conventional dredging technology has changed little in a century, but there are a number of innovations that could make dredging less devastating to water quality and perhaps more economical by using less water to bring up a higher percentage of solids. However, few companies have tested more than scale models. John Kupar says his firm has a full-scale unit ready for testing, one of a new generation of so-called high solids pumps, which stick a hollow pipe down into the bed and start sucking.
Generally, we're looking in the realm of 60% solids. What we create, or what is created within the pump, is a tornado effect. And by that mechanism, we can remove solids from river bottoms and lagoons and sites of that nature.
Caterpillar Incorporated of Peoria is researching a bottom cutter wheel dredge to scoop up huge chunks of mud without disturbing too much water. Caterpillar is still trying to decide whether the wheel gives enough of a scale and cost advantage over traditional slurry techniques to put on the market. Another company is focusing on the end product. Solomon Technology of Boulder, Colorado, has a system to cleanse wastewater from any dredging operation. It's tough to hazard a guess on the cost of the various methods of new dredging. Cost depends on the end use of the mud removed. If it's fairly clean, there are a variety of uses, such as road subgrade or redistributing it back on farmland. If there are heavy metals, PCBs, high pesticide concentrations, or other hazards, the treatment and disposal options are more limited and a lot more costly. But the new developments have given fresh hope to people like environmentalist Mike Platt.
Even those new technologies are not fully developed, they've not even been put on the river, haven't moved the first yard of mud. They have contributed immeasurably into coalescing action at the state, federal, and local level to get something ready to happen.
Illinois is among the first states to look at the new developments in dredging. The Corps of Engineers also operates a waterways experiment station at Vicksburg, Mississippi, which tries out innovative equipment. The state of Illinois hopes to do 2 demonstration projects in the spring. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Charlie Schlenker in Normal, Illinois.